This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your news update for Thursday, May 12th. It has felt like thunderstorm-friendly weather for a few days now, and late Thursday into Friday might be when they finally show up. But this will only be after we experience yet another sunny, hot, and humid day. According to the National Weather Service, the high for the Cedar Rapids area is predicted to be a balmy 91 degrees during the day with partly sunny skies. Storms could develop Thursday night into Friday morning as cold air fights its way back into the mix. Friday will see an increased chance for storms, possibly severe ones. A judge Wednesday rejected a request from the teen accused of murdering a high school teacher to have his case transferred from an adult court, where he faces harsher penalties if convicted. Judge Sean Showers cited what authorities said was 17-year-old Jeremy Everett Goodale's active role in planning the murder last year of Fairfield High School Spanish language teacher Nohima Graber, 66, along with gathering the necessary supplies to complete the brutal act and steps taken afterward to conceal the body and crime. Goodale and Willard Noble Chaden Miller, 16, are charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit a forcible felony in the killing of Graber, who was their Spanish teacher. Her body was found in a park near the school on November 3rd. Goodale was 16 at the time of the killing. The number of new COVID-19 cases in Iowa has nearly tripled in the past 4 weeks, and Linn and Johnson counties are once more considered to be high-transmission counties by federal health authorities. The state on Wednesday reported 3,172 new coronavirus cases in the past 7 days, compared to the 1,063 new cases reported in a 7-day period a month ago. The upturn is because of the highly contagious Omicron subvariant BA2, which has become the dominant coronavirus strain in the Midwest and the rest of the country. A severe shortage in baby formula has drawn the attention of members of Iowa's congressional delegation and has become a campaign issue as well. Spot shortages in many groceries and pharmacies have been worsened by a FDA recall that stopped production at Abbott's largest U.S. formula manufacturing plant in Michigan. As supply disruptions and the massive safety recall have continued, several big box retailers have begun rationing sales of the formula. After hearing about this scarcity at his county meetings, Grassley wrote the FDA to ask what it is doing to address the shortage. He cited reports that at least 40% of baby formula supplies in the U.S. are completely depleted. Iowa was among 6 mostly Midwestern states where more than half of all baby formula was completely sold out during the week of April 24th. But that's not enough for former U.S. Representative Abby Finkenauer, who is among the Democrats seeking to challenge Grassley's re-election this fall. She called it shocking that it has taken Grassley and other members of Congress this long to address a national baby formula crisis. Iowa Republican Representative Marionette Miller Meeks has joined bipartisan legislation to encourage competition, reduce costs, and improve the quality of infant formula options available through the Women, Infants, and Children program by creating an online database. It's a companion to bipartisan Senate legislation.